Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all have a story. I saw a sign at Moonstone Crossing's wine tasting store in Trinidad that caught my attention. To paraphrase, because I can't remember it exactly, it says to cut people some slack. Some are living a story that we can't even imagine. My wife has been busy teaching memoir writing classes for HSU through the OLLI program. The program is for those of us over 50. The idea is to leave a legacy or a glimpse into some important part of our lives. As I get older, I wish I knew more about my parents and grandparents. My dad died at 52 from lung cancer. I know he was orphaned by about age 9, started smoking young, got into a bit of trouble, and was offered work at a logging camp in Southern Oregon as part of the Civilian Conservation Corps. As a first-generation American from Omaha, this was quite an experience. He said it was life-changing. When I graduated from Humboldt with a forest management degree in 1969, he came to my graduation. I took him on a road trip to Roseburg to look for anything that might look familiar. We didn't find much, but he seemed to enjoy the trip anyway. My dad was completely deaf by this time, so there was no chatting along the way. But he did tell me some of his memories from that time. He died not too long after that, and I was too young to appreciate his history. I think a lot of us share that problem. I would like to have known more about his parents who died young in Omaha. I would like to have known any stories he may have heard about his grandparents who did not immigrate to America. My story is linked to their story. As in any family, these stories, both good and bad, are our history. They have influenced who we are and what we believe. Their genetic makeup is part of our genetic being. Their life adventures and triumphs and failures have influenced how we were raised and what values were modeled for us. Sharon has written her story about her life growing up on a farm in Michigan. It centers around her grandparents who immigrated through Canada. Her grandfather was born and raised in London, England in 1863. She wants her children and grandchildren to know their history, their lineage. Without this story, much will be lost to the fog of time. She also took my mother's story, written by my mother, did some editing, and with the addition of family photos like in her story, published a small book. These two books were Christmas gifts this year for our children, grandchildren, and siblings in both families. We opened a Christmas card, and the note started with, "I should have written you sooner." We both knew bad news was coming. An old friend of ours had passed away this year. Some of you may remember him. When I was first elected to the council in Arcata in 1976, we had a city manager that I thought was extraordinary. His name was Roger Story. He was a former naval officer and true professional. His calm and steady hand helped me learn my job in a way that otherwise would not have been the same. He was a credit to Arcata and should be remembered fondly, and we all should be grateful for the public service he provided. He will forever be part of Arcata's story. He's a big part of mine. Happy New Year. May this year bring health and prosperity to you and yours. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.